Alan from Woolloware writes, in reference to the Max Whitby chat, Les Norton, that was the books. Remember the series on Les Norton, the identity over there in the eastern suburbs? Anyway, so you get number nine, Embracer. Al from Woolloware, well done there. Al from Woolloware getting Embracer. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say, as we like to do on a Friday. We'd like to get our man, Hammy Goodman, from Sportsbet. G'day, Hammy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good afternoon, boys. Good to be with you. And I'm very excited this Friday because there's massive cricket nuffy. There is just cricket everywhere you look this weekend. Kicking off, of course, with the IPL final this evening. We've got the Chennai Super Kings against the Kolkata Knight Riders at 1 a.m. this evening. Now, the traders can't split these sides. They're $1.90 apiece. They've played twice this season. Chennai won on both occasions. So the early interest from the punters has been on the Chennai Super Kings. In the player of the match market, Faf du Plessis and Shubman Gill, they are joint $9 favourites. I don't mind Moeen Ali at $13, capable of impacting, of course, with bat and ball. And we've got an Aussie in action as well this evening, Josh Hazlewood, $19 to pick up the player of the match.
Hey, Hammy, you are, as you call yourself, a cricket nuffy. Now, Mark Lamborn tweeted, and I didn't quite understand this, and I was trying to get to the bottom of this. He said, T20 IPL delivers the most extraordinary scenario. DC versus KKR, which is the Kolkata Knight Riders, they needed 13 off 25 with 9 wickets in hand. How did that all play out?
Yeah, it was remarkable. We got down to, I think they got over the line with about 2 balls to spare. The Knight Riders actually lost four batters in a row, actually picked up ducks. So the match was brought to you by Audi there. and eventually, Kolkata got over the line at the end with a big six, and they're into their first final in ages. But yeah, the Capitals were probably expected to be in that final. They finished top of the ladder, but here we are.
There you go. Okay, rightio. What else is happening, Hammy?
Yeah, we've got the T20 World Cup. That one kicks off early next week as well. Now, India are $3.50 favourites and best back to win that tournament. England are next up at $4.33. The next cabs off the rank, you've got the Black Caps and the West Indies at $6.50. Then we get to Australia at $7. They're second best back, but a lot of their stars aren't match fit. They didn't go to the IPL, or the ones who did got dropped or didn't get a run. So I'm not so confident that the boys can get it done in that tournament. If you're looking for one at a bit of a price, they've won a T20 World Cup before. Sri Lanka are $67, but I think England or India are probably going to take a little bit of beating.
Hammy, where do you stand? And Fletcher and I have been having a bit of fun around the quotes for Justin Langer. But where do you stand on Langer? I only know him by watching the test on Amazon, and I can't say I took to him, and I can't say that he is a coach that I would have taken to as a player, but you know the game far better than me and possibly know him as well. What's your take on Justin Langer as the national coach?
Look, he's an interesting cat, Sugar. Sorry, he took to LinkedIn this week, which we haven't seen too many coaches do in the past, to kind of whack a bit of a poem out there and see how that one went. But look, a man probably under a little bit of pressure, but if you can win an Ashes series, you know, that usually takes the pressure off. So we'll have to wait and see.
Hey, Hammy, I said to Fletch, like, is there something in that? Is there a reason he went to LinkedIn? Could he possibly be looking for another job? Is that why he's gone to
Did
LinkedIn?
Did he not realise that Instagram was back up from the crash earlier in the week?
Yeah, he's putting himself in the shop window. He might well be.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, anything else to report, Hammy? We do have Simon Marshall coming up later in the program with all the racing tips, but Hammy's got us covered as far as the sport's concerned.
Absolutely. I've got to just maybe the top run scorer, the top wicket taker here in the IPL. Now, Virat Kohli, the favourite at $11 to be the top batsman in the World T20. Dave Warner at $13 is the shortest priced Aussie. But after the IPL he had, Glenn Maxwell at $36. I reckon he is worth a look. He was in some serious form, 650s. Really looked the part in the conditions that we'll be playing in. In terms of a top wicket taker, Jasprit Bumrah is the $9 favourite. Ed Starkey, who is at $15, he's best back. But I think in these conditions, spin is going to dominate. So Adil Rashid at $26 from the Poms, worth a serious look. And an absolute roughie here, Hayden Walsh Jr. from the West Indies. He tore the Aussies apart earlier this year. He's paying $101. And he took a stack of wickets. So I reckon he's worth a little bit of a look as well.
Beautiful. And, of course, with the cricket heating up, you've got the podcast coming back as well, Hammy.
Yeah, the podcast will be back next week. Shug, we jump back in the booth. So looking forward to that one. That'll be up probably Wednesday next week. Just to leave you as well, guys, we've got a bit of a fun market here. Benny Fordham announced earlier this week that he's hanging up the nunchucks. So we're looking for a new host of Ninja Warrior. Hamish Blake there is a $2.75 favourite. He had a Karl Stefanovic at $4. Then we've got Vossi from SEN for the Value Hunters. He's there at $71. Oof. Big price, but not as big as Alan Jones at $101. So we'll see how that one plays out over the next couple of weeks. Have a great weekend.
That'd be fantastic seeing Jonesy pacing up and down the pool. Well done, Hammy. Have yourself a great weekend. Whoever you bet with, take a sec before you bet and set a deposit limit from Sportsbet and gamble responsibly. A breaker back with more.